You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich, Out There on the Edge of Everything. This episode is entitled, Let's Play Two in Business. This podcast, episode number 200, is sponsored by Caliber Golf. Do you want more control while putting? The Caliber Golf Hockey Shaft Putter Grip System is the solution for you. Caliber Golf is the only hockey shaft that conforms with the rules of golf and has patented technology in the U.S. and other countries. The hockey shaft setup keeps the putter face square at impact, fits any putter head, and allows the golfer to use any hand position imaginable. Caliber Golf is built to win. Elevate your golf game today. And remember, the folks at Caliber Golf say, today and every day, it's a great day for golf. For more information on the golf products available, see calibergolf.com. I'm very excited today to be doing this podcast, which is number 200 for me. I'm doing something very different today. I'm actually in a studio with a live studio audience to record this podcast. Hello, everybody. Thanks for being here. And away we go with podcast number 200. I grew up in southeast Wisconsin near the border with Illinois and about a mile from Lake Michigan and about 60 miles from Chicago, Illinois. My grandparents lived in Gary, Indiana. And my grandfather worked in the steel mills for United States Steel. My aunt and uncle lived in the suburbs of Chicago and my other relatives in the city of Chicago. So I spent a lot of my earlier years in Gary and in and around Chicago. I have been a Chicago Cubs fan as long as I can remember. For those of you who don't follow baseball, the Chicago Cubs are a Major League Baseball team that play in the National League in Chicago, Illinois. When I was in grade school, in the days long before cable television, the Chicago Cubs games were broadcast on WGN television in Chicago, which was Channel 9, on our TV set. In the days of broadcast television, it was necessary to rotate your TV antenna in the direction of a television station to pick up the broadcast television signals. Our TV antenna was always turned south to pick up TV programs broadcast from Chicago, which was south of where I grew up. During the baseball season, when I got home from school, my mom would let me watch the Cubs games for a few minutes before I had to sit down and do my homework. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a picture of a baseball card from 1969. It's a picture of Ernie Banks from the Chicago Cubs. Check out that picture on my blog post on slesovich.com. I've had this baseball card, including Ernie Banks, since I was in grade school. It was from the 1969 Topps baseball card series. Ernie Banks was one of my favorite players, even though he played first base. When I played baseball, I always played the position of catcher. Ernie Banks was the first African-American player to play for the Cubs. Ernie played baseball for the Chicago Cubs his entire career, from 1953 until 1971, hitting 512 home runs. Ernie was inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in 1977. Ernie was always known as a warm, positive, enthusiastic human being, and his nickname was Mr. Cub. One of Ernie's most famous quotes was, quote, "There's sunshine, fresh air, and the team's behind us. Let's play two," close quote. Ernie Banks used the phrase, "let's play two," to remind himself and other players to appreciate the opportunity to play a game for a living and to cherish life. Ernie also expressed his wish to play a baseball doubleheader every day, a game he loved. Ernie Banks' famous quote highlights the joy of participation, the value of eagerness, and the benefits of having a positive outlook no matter the situation. Can you apply the quote, "Let's play two," in your business? Absolutely. Here are some essential Let's Play Two strategies to consider for your business and your business team. Number one, teamwork and collaboration. In a business setting, the Let's Play Two attitude can be a rallying cry for going the extra mile for a successful team in a business setting. It celebrates the idea of taking on challenges enthusiastically and collaboratively in the office. Much like a player to play the second game of a doubleheader, even after a long day on the field. Number two, work ethic and perseverance. This quote is used to emphasize resilience and a robust work ethic. It inspires individuals to double their efforts and embrace hard work with a positive attitude, suggesting that a work team member should not only be ready to meet their daily work expectations, but exceed them whenever possible on a short-term basis. Number three, enjoyment and passion. Let's Play Two is about the joy of doing something you love as a profession. This quote inspires positive attitudes that encourage people to find and engage deeply in their own professional endeavors. Number four, greater engagement. This quote inspires individuals to be more engaged with their work tasks and develop a high level of confidence in themselves. The higher level of engagement leads to better performance and more innovative solutions to problems. Number five, optimism and looking forward. This quote also serves as a reminder to stay optimistic and maintain a forward thinking point of view. It is also about being optimistic about potential new opportunities and taking responsibilities for them, suggesting a proactive and positive outlook on future tasks at work. Number six, encourage leadership and motivation. Let's Play Two can be used to encourage others to become leaders and embrace every opportunity to engage in activities that bring them joy, fulfillment, and empowerment. This helps to motivate a business team for them to seize the day with zest and energy. Number seven, a culture of cooperation. The quote, "Let's Play Two," can be used to promote a culture of cooperation by encouraging team members to work together to solve problems and make decisions. As I take my seventh inning stretch, let me say, use of Ernie Banks' iconic phrase, "Let's Play Two," encourages everyone to temporarily double their commitment to their daily endeavors to create a positive impact at work. I maintained my law office in downtown Chicago on LaSalle Street for over a decade. I would always make it a point to catch a Cubs game at Wrigley Field whenever I had a free afternoon. This is blog post and podcast 200 for me. I so enjoy writing blog posts and doing podcasts with positive messages that create a positive impact globally. So I can easily say, let's write and record two today. This episode has been sponsored by Caliber Golf. Their new and innovative hockey shaft putter grip system will significantly improve your golf game. Information on the Caliber Golf product line is available at calibergolf.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything. The folks at Caliber Golf have asked me to say, "Let's Play Two today" means let's play two rounds of golf. And remember, no matter where you are in the world, it's always a great day for golf. I'd like to thank our studio audience today for being with me to witness me recording podcast number 200.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.